Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Ram Goldar and today Masechet Shavuos Daf Lamed Tes, the sixth Perek Shavuos HaDayanim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Braisa teaches that Beis Din warns the defendant about the severity of swearing falsely. They say, "Havayodei shekolam kula nizdaza." You must know that the entire world trembled. B'shal shamar Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Sinai, when Kadosh Baruch Hu said at Har Sinai, "Wasisa Hashem Hashem elkecho shav," you shall not take the name of Hashem your God in vain. The Gemara later explains that the world's trembling was because of the next severity taught by the Braisa, that although for all of their averos, the Torah says, v'nake, and Hashem will absolve the transgressor, but regarding swearing falsely, the Torah says, v'yinake, Hashem will not absolve him. Even if he repents, he must still suffer punishment. Furthermore, regarding other averos, only the actual sinner is punished, but for swearing falsely, his family is also punished, and the whole world is as well. The Gemara clarifies that for other averos, the sinner's family is punished with a lighter punishment if they protected him, but the family of one who swears falsely receives the same severe punishment as the sinner. And although for all averos, others who could have protested but did not are also punished, swearing falsely brings suffering to the whole world, even if they could not have protested. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that a shvu of modim b'miksas requires a minimum taina, a claim of two silver mos, and an admission of a pruta. Rav explains that the first phrase means to require taina's kfiras shtei kesev, a denial of a claim of two silver mos, meaning the amount denied after the admission must be a minimum of two silver mos. Shmuel says a taina atzmo shtei kesev, only the claim itself requires two silver mos, but either the admission or the denial can be as little as a pruta. Rav says that the Mishnah reads more precisely according to Rav, and Psukim read more precisely according to Shmuel. The Mishnah states that a taina of two silver is required, and an admission of pruta is required, but did not state that a denial of a pruta is sufficient, implying that the required taina of two silver maos refers to the denied portion of the claim. Our Braisa is quoted on the next stuff in support of Rav. And point number three, Rav said that Psukim read more precisely according to Shmuel, who does not require a denial of more than a pruta. The pasuk says, "Ki yitan ish al re'ehu kesef o kelim v'shmor." When a man gives his fellow silver or utensils to watch, teaching to compare the two items, ma kelim shnayim av kesef shnayim, just as kelim, being plural, are at least two, so too silver means a minimum of two silver coins. Also, ma kesef davar chashuv, and just as silver is significant, meaning it's valuable, av kol davar chashuv, so too all other items claimed besides kelim must be significant and have a value of two silver mos. Thus, the pasuk is discussing a claim of two mos and states that if the shomer responds, ki hu zeh, this is it, meaning I only owe you this smaller amount, he must swear. This indicates that one swears for a denial of less than two mos, like Shmuel holds. Rav ultimately responds that the word kesef in the pasuk is coming to teach the minimum requirement for kfira, denial, and not the total claim. If not, the word kesef is extra since the requirement of two silver mos could have been derived from kelim. Shmuel counters that kesef teaches to require davar chashuv, a significant item. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a braisa teaches that Beis Din warns the defendant about the severity of swearing falsely. They say, "Havayodei shekolam kula nizdaza," you must know that the entire world trembled. B'shal shamar Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Sinai, when Kadosh Baruch Hu said at Har Sinai, "Wasisa Hashem Hashem elkecho shav," you shall not take the name of Hashem your God in vain. The Gemara later explains that the world's trembling was because of the next severity taught by the Braisa, that although for all of their averos, the Torah says, v'nake, and Hashem will absolve the transgressor, but regarding swearing falsely, the Torah says, v'yinake, Hashem will not absolve him. Even if he repents, he must still suffer punishment. Furthermore, regarding other averos, only the actual sinner is punished, but for swearing falsely, his family is also punished, and the whole world is as well. The Gemara clarifies that for other averos, the sinner's family is punished with a lighter punishment if they protected him, but the family of one who swears falsely receives the same severe punishment as the sinner. And although for all averos, others who could have protested but did not are also punished, swearing falsely brings suffering to the whole world, even if they could not have protested. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that a shvu of modim b'miksas requires a minimum taina, a claim of two silver mos, and an admission of a pruta. Rav explains that the first phrase means to require taina's kfiras shtei kesev, a denial of a claim of two silver mos, meaning the amount denied after the admission must be a minimum of two silver mos. Shmuel says a taina atzmo shtei kesev, only the claim itself requires two silver mos, but either the admission or the denial can be as little as a pruta. Rava says that the Mishnah reads more precisely according to Rav, and Psukim read more precisely according to Shmuel. The Mishnah states that a taina of two silver is required, and an admission of pruta is required, but did not state that a denial of a pruta is sufficient, implying that the required taina of two silver maos refers to the denied portion of the claim. A brace is quoted on the next stuff in support of Rav. And point number three, Rava said that Psukim read more precisely according to Shmuel, who does not require a denial of more than a pruta. The pasuk says, "Ki yitan ish al re'eu kesef o kelim mishmor." When a man gives his fellow silver or utensils to watch, teaching to compare the two items, ma kelim shnaim av kesef shnaim, just as kelim, being plural, are at least two, so to silver means a minimum of two silver coins. Also, ma kesef davar chashuv, and just as silver is significant, meaning it's valuable, av kol davar chashuv, so too all other items claimed besides kelim must be significant and have a value of two silver maos. Thus, the pasuk is discussing a claim of two maos and states that if the shomer responds, ki hu zeh, this is it, meaning I only owe you this smaller amount, he must swear. This indicates that one swears for a denial of less than two maos like Shmuel holds. Rav ultimately responds that the word kesef in the pasuk is coming to teach the minimum requirement for kfira, denial, and not the total claim. If not, the word kesef is extra since the requirement of two silver maos could have been derived from kelim. Shmuel counters that kesef teaches to require davar chashuv, a significant item. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Tes, and our standard Siman is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman, so here goes. The mailman who experienced the ground shaking when he delivered the letter stating, Osisa Hashem Hashem El Kech Vashav, was taken aback when he claimed the homeowner owed him two silver mos for the stamps he bought, and the homeowner responded he only owed him a pruta, and was relieved when the rabbi next door told the man he was chayv amoda b'mikzas shvua, since kesef is compared to kelim in the pasuk. Once again, in slow motion. The mailman who experienced the ground shaking when he delivered the letter. Mailman, a letter? That must be on Daf Lamed Tes. The mailman who experienced the ground shaking when he delivered the letter stating, Osisa Hashem Hashem El Kecho Hashav, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that Basin warns the defendant about the severity of swearing falsely. They say, Have Yodei Shekolam Kulo Nizdaza, you must know that the entire world trembled when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at Har Sinai, Osisa Hashem Hashem El Kecho Hashav, you shall not take the name of Hashem your God in vain. The Gemara continues with detailing how the punishment for swearing falsely is more severe than all other averos. So the mailman who experienced the ground shaking when he delivered the letter stating, Osisa Hashem Hashem El Kecho Hashav, was taken aback when he claimed the homeowner owed him two silver maos for the stamps he bought, and the homeowner responded he only owed him a pruta, which reminds us, the more brings Malchokas if kfira of shtei kesef is required for moda b'mikzas. So the mailman who experienced the ground shaking when he delivered the letter stating, Osisa Hashem Hashem El Kecho Hashav, was taken aback when he claimed the homeowner owed him two silver maos for the stamps he bought, and the homeowner responded he only owed him a pruta, and was relieved when the rabbi next door told the man he was chayv amoda b'mikzas shvua, since kesef is compared to kelim. In the pasuk, which reminds us, Rava said that Psukim read more precisely according to Shmuel, who does not require a denial of more than a pruta. The pasuk says, Ki yitan ish al re'eu kesef o kelim mishmor, when a man gives his fellow silver or utensils to watch, teaching to compare the two items, ma kelim shnaim av kesef shnaim, just as kelim, being plural, are at least two, so two silver means a minimum of two silver coins. Also, ma kesef davar chashuv, and just as silver is significant, meaning it's valuable, av kol davar chashuv, so too all other items claimed besides kelim must be significant and have a value of two silver maos. So once again, the mailman who experienced the ground shaking when he delivered the letter stating, Osisa Hashem Hashem El Kecho Hashav, was taken aback when he claimed the homeowner owed him two silver maos for the stamps he bought, and the homeowner responded he only owed him a pruta, and was relieved when the rabbi next door told the man he was chayv amoda b'mikzas shvua, since kesef is compared to kelim in the pasuk. All right, so now it's time for four blah chazara. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Siman Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. At the children's choir, that must be on Daf Lamed Hey. La la la. At the children's choir Shavu Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, I must be you to testify, without specifying whom, which reminds us, if one stood in a base kinesis and said, I must be you to testify for me, all those present are exempt until he specifies, aid him. So at the Children's Choir Shavua Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, "I mashbi you to testify," without specifying whom, and then failed again when he was mashbia b'shamayim u'ba'aretz, instead of using one of Hashem's names, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that if one is mashbia witnesses, b'shamayim u'ba'aretz, by heaven and earth, they are exempt. But if he was mashbia using Hashem's names, such as the one beginning with Olive Dalit, or with Chanun, gracious one, or Rachum, merciful one, they are liable. So at the Children's Choir Shavua Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, "I mashbia you to testify," without specifying whom, and then failed again when he was mashbia b'shamayim u'ba'aretz, instead of using one of Hashem's names, the choir decided to sing the Gedol Hachnasas Orchim song and invite the man on stage as their guest, which reminds us, a brisa lists numerous names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tanakh and discusses which actually referred to Hashem. All the shem was written in connection with Avram are Kodesh, their sacred, meaning their divine names, except where he said, "Adonai, my master, if I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass away from your servant." However, Rabbi Elazar Modai was quoted saying that this is also Kodesh. This opinion is followed by Rav, who derived from here. Gadol hachnasas orchim yoser mahakabalas b'nei shechina. Receiving guests is greater than receiving the shechina, which is why Avram went to receive guests, although the shechina was present. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem, after he realized he held the lulav, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav, lulav. The man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem, after he realized he held the lulav upside down, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who curses himself or another is liable for using any name of Hashem, and the Gemara says this ruling is unanimous. Cursing oneself is prohibited by the pasuk, "Raki shamer lecha u'shmur nafshecha ma'od," only beware for yourself and greatly beware for your soul, warning not to harm oneself, and the terms "hishamer pen va'al" connote a lo saseh. So the man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem, after he realized he held the lulav upside down, and then said to two witnesses, "May Hashem not strike you if you testify for me that I was sold a defective lulav," which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one told Adim, "Al yakacha, may Hashem not strike you if you do testify for me," or "Yibarechucha, he should bless you if you testify," Rav Meir says they are chai because a curse for not testifying is implied, but the Chachamim disagree. The Gemara will come to distinguish between inferring for an Isser case versus inferring in a Mamun case. So the man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem, after he realized he held the lulav upside down, and then said to two witnesses, "May Hashem not strike you if you testify for me that I was sold a defective lulav," was outraged when the person he deposited his lulav case with took a shvuas bikadon and denied it was in his possession, which reminds us, the fifth parak details the laws of Shavuos Pikadon, the oath of deposit, where someone denies possessing someone else's pikadon or loan with a specific consequence of a carbon asham and paying an additional fifth. This applies to all people, including those disqualified from Eidus. Rameer says one is only liable for a Shavuah outside of Basin if he himself swore. If someone else was Mashbiah him, he's only liable in Basin. The Chachamim hold that one is always liable even outside of Basin. Daf Lamed Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. When the boy lied when swearing about not having the other team's laser tag guns, laser tag, that must be on Daf Lamed Zayin. When the boy lied when swearing about not having the other team's laser tag guns deposited by him after being warned by aiding him, making him chayev to bring a carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if Shavuos Pikadon with Hasra is liable to a carbon, Malkus, or both. So when the boy lied in swearing about not having the other team's laser tag guns deposited by him after being warned by Adim, making him chayev to bring a carbon, his teammate shot back and said that since there are Adim, he is patur, which reminds us, Rabbi held that Shavuos Pikadon where Adim were present is exempt from a carbon. So when the boy lied when swearing about not having the other team's laser tag guns deposited by him after being warned by Adim, making Mechayev to bring a carbon, his teammate shot back and said that since there are Adim, he is Pater. Just like the kids who denied knowing who owned the laser tag arena and got off because it was about Karka, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar argue about Adim who denied knowing testimony about the ownership of land. Rabbi Yochanan holds their Pater like he holds that a Shavuos Pikadon about Shibud Karkos is Pater. Daf Lamed Ches. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a Devar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the simmon. So here goes. When the man cooking chicken soup, that must be on Daf Lamed Ches, a Devar Lach. When the man cooking chicken soup swore to those claiming rights to the soup that he has nothing, lo acha, b'lo acha, b'lo acha, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some machlokes about swearing against multiple claims, such as lo acha, b'lo acha, b'lo acha. So when the man cooking chicken soup swore to those claiming rights to the soup that he has nothing, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, and his partner made a shvua that the kenedoach he made from a pruta worth of wheat spelt in barley were his own, and not the claimant's, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one demanded the wheat and barley and spelt that what another had in his possession, and the defendant swore, she'en lecha b'yadi klum, that you have nothing in my possession, there's only a single carbon. If he swore, she'en lecha b'yadi chitin usa'orin v'kusmin, that you do not have wheat, and not barley, and not spelt in my possession, they obligate separate karbanas. Rav Yochanan says, prut makua mitzterefes, a prut's worth of value can be combined from all the grains for the minimum shear to obligate a carbon. So when the man cooking chicken soup swore to those claiming rights of the soup that he has nothing, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, and his partner made a shvua that the kenedoach he made from a pruta worth of wheat spelt in barley were his own and not the claimant's, they together sent a thermos of soup to basin for the fellow making a shvua as a dayanim when he was moda b'miksas. Which reminds us, the sixth parak primarily discusses the shvua of moda b'miksas, one who admits the part of a claim. It begins, shvuas ha-dayanim, the oath of judges for moda b'miksas, is only imposed when ha-tanish te-kesev ho-da b'shev ha-pruta. The claim is for at least two silver maz, and the admission for is at least a pruta. Furthermore, im ena ho-da mimin ha-tayna pater, if the admission is not about the same item as the claim, he is pater from swearing. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we have the machlokes about swearing against multiple claims, such as lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha? That's on daf? Lamedchas. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that toch kedei dibur is kedibur dami? That's on daf? Lamedbeis. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn about the severity of swearing falsely and the fact that the whole world shook when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Osisa Hashem Hashem El Kecho Hashav? That's on daf? Lamedtes. Good.
Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that everyone agrees a single witness is liable for denying testimony because his aidus would have required payment, such as the case of Naska de Rabbi Abba, where someone grabbed a silver bar from someone? That's on daf? Lamedbeis.
Good.
Number 5.
Which stuff do you discuss swearing about karka regarding shvuas bikadon or shvuas ha'edus? That's on daf?
Lamed Zayin.
Good.
Number 6.
Which daf do we have the long Mishnah which details the laws of shvuas bikadon? That's on daf?
Lamed Vav.
Good.
Number 7.
Which daf do we have the machlokes if a kfira of shtei kesev is required for moda b'miksas? That's on daf?
Lamedtes.
Good.
Number 8.
Which stuff do you want about exemptions from Shavuos Ha'edus, such as not specifying the witnesses? That's on daf?
Lamedhei.
Good.
Number 9.
Which stuff do you the comparison of Kesev and Kalim regarding Moda B'miksas? That's on daf?
Lamedtes.
Good. Number 10.
Which stuff do you discuss ruling on monetary or capital cases based on circumstantial evidence and the incident with Shem ben Shetach who saw a murderer emerge from a ruin? That's on daf? Lamedalad.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.